Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about the changing world. And I mentioned that after my conversation with Anthony Reich. The attacks of October 7th did more to trigger the war, more than just trigger a war between Israel and Hamas. It, in actual fact, has changed the geopolitical environment in the Middle East. In order to understand that, I wanted to chat to Kenneth Mokgatle. He's a political analyst and a researcher. Kenneth, a very good morning. Welcome back. I hope you are well. So some analysts have described October 7th as a turning point for the Middle East. In your view, fundamentally, what changed after that attack?
Good morning to you, Howard, and to the listeners of Hi FM. So it is indeed true what the analysts are describing as a turning point in the aftermath of the 7th of October. What changed is the entire security and political apparatus in the entire region. You'll remember what happened the following day on the 8th of October. So Israel went all out to take the offensive side instead of defending at all material times. So they've not been engaging in a serious war like we are seeing now. And it also helped Israel to establish itself as a very powerful military and economic force in the region. So we've seen the fall of Assad in Syria, and then we've also seen the decapitalization or the decline of Hezbollah as well as Hamas, and also the Houthis are not in a very good standing as they used to be before the 7th of October. So they are not in good conditions. And as you watch the news now, you'll see what is happening in Lebanon. So Israel has gone all out taking the fight to Hezbollah. And Hezbollah, its leadership have been, most of them have been killed, and they don't have a proper leadership, and they don't really exist in the true sense of the word. And now Iran is experiencing some problems. I mean, the Iranian Islamic Republic of Iran, they are experiencing a lot of problems, even when yesterday, of course, they were showing some sense of defiance to both the U.S. and Israel. But it is indeed true that the 7th of October have ushered in the new Middle East, which I think have been the rival between Israel and Iran, and now we are seeing the emergence and the dominance of Israel in that region. So we'll see what will happen after this war between Israel and Iran, as well as the USA.
Iran is unquestionably the powerhouse behind all of this. They funded Hamas, they trained Hamas, they fund and arm Hezbollah as well as the Houthis. They are central to this whole event and crisis in the Middle East. Do you think that they could have played it differently given their aspiration to completely destroy Israel? In other words, was October the 7th a success in some ways or a failure for Iran?
It was a failure, and it haunted them back because it did not really contribute anything to them or to their struggle or the Palestinian struggle as they explain it. So you look at them, they are now not in a good form. And then you look at their proxies, both that you have mentioned, Hezbollah, Hamas, as well as the Houthis now. Yes, they've been sponsoring and supporting these proxies. And there's enough evidence to show that they were behind October 7th. In fact, they were the masterminds. And Israel would have made a very grave mistake if they were not going to confront them about it. Militarily so, and they've done so because the only cure to it, to prevent it even for future attempts, is to deal with the head, and the head in this instance it is Iran, and they've dealt with it, making sure that they are removing the existential threat. So if or when the other leadership, the alternative leadership, comes in, they will have to adopt a very different approach in terms of dealing with the Palestine Israel impasse if they want to be part of the solution in the Middle East, because I think there's a way to deal with matters such as this through dialogue and diplomacy, not through the way in which the Islamic Republic of regime wanted to do for all these years, because what they wanted to do was to annihilate the state of Israel, which is much more impossible.
Why do you think it is, and unfortunately we are a little bit out of time, but I just want to ask you this, do you think it is that Iran have attacked their neighbors and effectively alienated themselves from potential allies in the area?
I think the option is that or when they sat down and then they thought about it, how to head the United States of America, and they don't have weapons that can reach the soil of the U.S. So what they've done is that they wanted to head the U.S. Through the assets that they have in their neighbors, and by so doing, they were not so strategic because they were converting their neighborhoods into becoming their nemesis. And now we've seen in the yesterday's meeting in the Arab League that they are not really happy with the behavior of Iran. Yes, and they spoke much about the behavior of Iran, and now Iran is not going to be dealing now with only Israel and the US. They will also have to deal with the likes of Qatar and others, because they are the ones who have escalated this particular conflict.
That is where we do need to leave it. Kenneth Mokhatle, thank you. As always, Kenneth is a political analyst, a researcher, and was sharing his view of the geopolitical climate in the Middle East following October the 7th.